I'm very grateful, ladies and gentlemen, for the kind words spoken of me by the Vice Chancellor. Lawyers among you will have noted that he was not on oath. I was glad to hear him say that I was a distinguished advocate of the 20th century. I was waiting for him to come to the 21st century, but he didn't. However, I shall make do as best I can with what encomiums I've had. I have once before been in this hall. I didn't remember the noises which I'm told by the Vice Chancellor are birds. I had been afraid that they might have been premature expressions of disapproval of my speech. However, I'm not going to make a philosophical speech tonight. I'm going to talk on one subject. I've called my lecture Evil Under the Sun, which is a quotation from Ecclesiastes. It's about the death of Steve Biko. This is the 34th anniversary of the death of Stephen Bantu Biko. He was 30 years of age. I remember that I read of the death in the newspapers the following day. I'd never met him, and many, perhaps most white people in South Africa had never heard of him. I at least had heard of him as a militant young black leader who espoused the black consciousness philosophy. And I had heard reports from some of my colleagues at the bar that as a witness in a defense, as a witness for the defense at the trial in Pretoria of some young black activists, he had made a strong impression on an originally unsympathetic judge. That was all. So I must admit to having been astonished at the reaction to the news of Steve Biko's death. The bare facts, as they first came out, were that he'd been arrested for the breach of a banning order confining him to King Williamstown, that he'd been in the custody of the security branch of the South African police at Port Elizabeth, he'd become unwell, had been sent to Pretoria, and had died there in a prison cell. The reaction to his death was extraordinary. Steve Biko was not the first man to have died while in the custody of the security branch of the police. He was, as far as these things were known, the 44th. But his death was reported internationally. In Washington, the chairman of the Senate Foreign Affairs Committee called the death an outrage. In the United Nations, it was described as tragic. In South Africa, thousands of black students demonstrated. Desmond Tutu, then Bishop of Lesotho, expressed the sense of loss felt within this country. And Chief Mangosuthu Buthelezi said, "Only a country as mad as South Africa could waste such talent." The sense of outrage was hardly dampened by the first response of the South African government. The Minister of Police, Mr. Jimmy Kruger, speaking in the congenial atmosphere of the Transvaal Congress of the Nationalist Party, stated that Biko had been on a hunger strike. One of the delegates, to the great amusement of his fellow delegates, congratulated Mr. Kruger for being so democratic that those who wanted to starve themselves to death were allowed by him to do so. Mr. Kruger then made his never-to-be-forgotten statement. "I'm not pleased," he said, "I'm not sorry. Biko's death leaves me cold."